Hello, and what is your name?
Stephanie Collier.
Okay, Miss Neal, who is Miss Collier?
I think that's mine.
Okay. I don't think it's mine's.
Okay.
Okay, now the Honorable Mr. Neal will be the lead person this afternoon, so for you, so just hang on, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, can you state your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
Stephanie Nicole Collier, 319153.
Thank you, ma'am. You're referring for the Honorable Board of Executive Clemency in reference to your community supervision revocation this afternoon. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing. We have the Honorable Louis Canales, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman, the Honorable Gary Rittenhouse, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lead today. Also, we have Mr. Osborne and Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections. Mr. Osborne will be representing the Department of Corrections and Parole Office today. Mr. Turner is in training. Thank you, sir. You received a notification form advising you of this board hearing. Do you remember that form, ma'am?
Yes, I do.
Okay, on that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a license of attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today?
No, I'm representing myself.
Okay, at this time I'm going to swear you and Mr. Osborne in. So you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
I do, sir.
Okay, your hearing will be conducted in two phases this afternoon. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated, and then in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do is read the one allegation on your warrant, and after I read it, I'm going to ask you to tell me if it's true or false, and if you think it's false, we'll get information from Mr. Osborne and then talk about it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Allegation number one, a violation of the Oregon condition of supervision number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 10049 East Boise Street, Mesa, on or about February 18, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown unless you removed a scoundrel from supervision. Is that true or false, ma'am?
That is true.
Thank you. Okay. So, based on that, based on the admission of Ms. Collier, I am going to find that she was delinquent as she violated the term and condition of her supervision, and that she may have lots of back laps in the criminal ways or company.
So, agree.
Agree. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Canales, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, ma'am, we're going to move into phase two in a moment to make a determination about whether to reinstate your community supervision or to revoke it. But prior to that, Mr. Osborne is going to give us some background information, so stay there on the phone, and I'll get back to you in a couple minutes.
Okay.
Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Ms. Collier was released from DOC custody on December 19th of 2017. She was arrested on March 14th of 2018 by the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office under Wisconsin work status, and was returned back to our custody on March 21st, 2018 with 24 Wisconsin days, with a projected release date of May 13th of 2018. Current conviction, 2017, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2017, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. And 2017, burglary tools possession, 1 year. She had one term with DOC, has a CUIR score of 4.4, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 2. There's no SGG or gang information noted. She had the minimum disciplinary history with violence noted. Other arrest, 2013, drug paraphernalia violation, AZ, felony conviction, probation. And 2014, dangerous drug violation, AZ County Jail. And she has a community risk score of G3, V2.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Collier, Now, this is your hearing. You have a right to have this hearing. But at this point, you have about 11 days left until you end your sentence. So I'm just asking this. It's a matter of time management for us. You certainly have a right to have your hearing, but would you like to continue the hearing, or would you like to just kill your numbers?
I'll just kill my paperwork, sir.
Okay, we certainly appreciate that. So I'll have one more motion to make, and then we'll be finishing up here, okay?
Okay, okay.
Okay, so based on all the information in number 201AW0751 and the testimony of this colleague, the information from the Bureau of Corrections, I move to revoke the community supervision of Ms. Collier as she was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapse or was about to lapse in criminal waiting for company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, so motion by myself, seconded by Ms. Woodhouse, agreed by Mr. Jones, Mr. Johnson, and Dr. Wright. Okay, ma'am, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, and we wish you the best luck. You should be out on your own without having to worry about a parole officer or anybody on about the 13th of May, 2018. Please spend the remaining few days, make yourself a good plan so that you don't have to end up back in this situation, okay?
Yes, sir, yes, sir. I have a question real quick. Does this mean that I have no warrant? It's squashed? The warrant no longer exists?
Okay, well, the warrant's not out there anymore. When you were arrested, the warrant was satisfied, okay?
Oh, okay.
So you don't have to worry about walking out of the gates and getting arrested on this warrant, okay?
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, good luck. We'll see you here.
Me too, thank you.
Gotcha.